Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. Today we're going to be looking at TRC welding systems.
Okay.
You familiar with them?
Yeah, I've come across their work, especially in prefab construction.
Yeah, they're doing some really interesting stuff with custom strut welding machines for that whole prefab scene. We've got some excerpts from their brochure. It's called customstrutweldingmachines.tdf. Pretty straightforward,
Yeah.
but I think what they're doing is pretty cool. We're going to be diving into that today.
It sounds good to me.
So, where should we start? What grabbed you first about TRC?
Well, their background is pretty unique, right?
Yeah, fill us in.
So they actually started out as a small service and consulting firm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in 1999 down in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Interesting.
And they were all about resistant spot welding.
Now, for those of us who, aren't welding experts, what is that exactly?
Sure. So it's basically a way to join metal sheets together using electrical current and pressure.
Ah, okay. So kind of like a super powered stapler for metal.
You got it. Very precise, very strong.
Cool. So they started with this really specialized service, but then they shifted to building machines.
Right.
What prompted that change?
Well, as they were working with all these different clients, they started to notice something.
What's that?
There was a real need for high quality, efficient strut welding machines.
Oh.
And they saw a gap in the market, especially for those big prefabricated construction projects.
That makes sense. So they had the welding expertise and saw this opportunity. Classic entrepreneurial story.
Yeah, it is.
But going up against those bigger, more established companies, that couldn't have been easy.
True, but they had a secret weapon.
Ooh, what's that?
Their deep knowledge of welding. The brochure mentions their team has nearly a century of combined engineering and build expertise.
Whoa, a century. That's serious know-how.
Exactly. That kind of experience is invaluable, and it allowed them to develop some truly innovative strut welding machines.
All right, let's talk about those machines. I gotta admit, when I first saw strut welding machines, I wasn't quite sure what to picture.
I can imagine.
Can you paint a picture for our listeners? Like, what are we actually talking about here?
Okay, so imagine you're building a massive structure, like a skyscraper or a huge stadium.
Wow, yeah.
It all starts with the framework, the skeleton of the building.
The bones, basically.
Exactly. And that's often made up of struts, these long, sturdy pieces of metal.
Okay.
And they're connected together to form walls, roofs, floors, all those structural components.
Gotcha. So these machines are automating this crucial part of construction.
That's it. And traditionally, welding those struts together was very manual, time-consuming, and let's be honest, often pretty error-prone.
So TRC is bringing some much-needed precision and speed to the game,
You got it.
but are they only operating in the US?
Nope. They've gone global. They've got equipment placed both nationally and internationally.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And what I find really cool is that they don't just ship the machines and say good luck. They're all about training, commissioning, which is basically making sure everything is up and running smoothly and ongoing support.
Wow, that's a serious commitment to their clients.
Absolutely. And that hands-on approach has probably played a big role in their success worldwide.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of these machines. What makes them so special? What sets them apart?
Right, well, they're known for a few key things.
Lay it on us.
First off, precision. They use advanced robotics and sensors
Okay.
to make sure every single weld is perfectly aligned and executed. We're talking about structural components here.
Right, those welds gotta be rock solid.
Exactly. Can't be almost, right? It needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
And this level of precision just translates directly to better quality and safety for buildings.
It's amazing how robotics and sensors can bring that level of accuracy.
It really is.
But hey, buildings aren't made of just one type of metal, right?
No, not at all.
Can these machines handle different materials?
Absolutely. That's another area where they really shine. They can weld both lightweight aluminum and heavy-duty steel.
Wow. Both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, it gives them a lot of versatility in the construction world. Think about it. For a skyscraper, you might use steel for the main framework, but then aluminum for lighter components like window frames or decorative elements.
So they're precise, versatile. What else?
They're incredibly efficient. Almost every step of the welding process is automated.
Interesting.
From positioning the struts to actually completing the welds. And this is where their multi-head design comes in.
Multi-head. Now you've got my attention. What's that all about?
Essentially, instead of having one welding head, they've got multiple heads all working simultaneously.
Whoa. Like a team of tiny robot welders.
Exactly. It drastically increases their throughput, meaning they can weld way more struts in a given amount of time.
So automation leads to greater speed and efficiency. I'm starting to see why they've made such a splash in prefab construction.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
But every building is different,
Of
right?
course.
Can these machines handle custom designs?
Absolutely.
Right.
TRC knows that cookie cutter solutions don't always work in construction.
Makes
So
sense.
they offer these customizable configurations,
Okay.
meaning they can adapt their machines to meet the very specific needs of each project.
Smart. So we've got precision, versatility, efficiency, customization. What about durability?
Right.
Construction sites can be pretty brutal environments.
You're telling me. And TRC has definitely taken that into account. These machines are built like tanks.
That's what I like to hear.
They use industrial-grade materials and are designed for high-volume, continuous operation. They're built to last, that's for sure.
That's reassuring to know.
Yeah, they can withstand even the most demanding conditions.
And to top it all off, they have real-time monitoring.
Right. There's integrated software that's constantly providing feedback on the welding performance.
Okay, that's super helpful.
Yeah, it allows operators to spot any potential issues immediately and make adjustments on the fly.
So it's all about preventing those costly mistakes down the line.
Exactly. It's about ensuring that consistent quality every step of the way.
Sounds like they've really thought of
They
everything.
really have.
But I'm curious, with all this automation, wouldn't that make it tougher to adapt to like unique designs or unexpected changes on a project?
That's a really good question, and it's actually something TRC has thought about a lot.
Oh.
Their machines are surprisingly adaptable, even with all the automation.
Okay.
Think of it like a really precise, really efficient orchestra. Each part has its own role, but the conductor can still adjust the tempo or bring in different instruments as needed, right?
That's a great analogy.
So they've managed to find this balance between precision and flexibility.
I like it. So we've talked about the machines themselves, but let's zoom out a bit. How are these actually being used in prefab construction? Can you give us some real-world examples?
Sure. Let's go back to those pre-built walls we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
These machines are what weld together those metal panels that make up the walls, creating those strong, consistent connections, which means the walls can be assembled quickly and efficiently on site, like giant Lego pieces almost.
So it's not just welding individual struts, it's about creating entire wall sections that are ready to go.
Exactly. And it's not limited to walls either. Think about those massive roof trusses, those triangular frameworks that support the roof.
Oh yeah, those are huge.
TRC's machines can weld the components of those trusses with incredible accuracy, ensuring they're strong enough to handle all that weight, wind, snow, everything.
Wow, so these machines are basically revolutionizing the way buildings are constructed.
They really are. And because they're so adaptable, they can even handle those really custom, unique designs. Imagine an architect comes up with this wild, curved roof design.
Yeah.
TRC can work with them to actually configure the machines to weld those custom shapes.
So they're not just for like standard boxy buildings.
No, it's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible in construction.
It's like they're merging manufacturing with artistry.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So we've seen how TRC's machines are kind of transforming the process. But what about TRC itself? What makes them stand out as a company? What makes them a leader in this field?
I think their success boils down to a few key factors. First, they're all about advanced engineering.
Okay.
They're constantly researching and integrating the latest technologies into their machines.
So it's that drive for innovation that sets them apart.
Absolutely. They're not content with just building a good machine. They want to build the best machine possible.
I can respect that.
And they're also super focused on providing those custom solutions, you know? They understand that every construction project has its own unique challenges, its own requirements.
Makes sense.
So they're not just selling machines, they're working closely with their clients to develop solutions that perfectly meet their needs.
So it's a very collaborative approach. It's more like they're a partner, not just a supplier.
Exactly. And that partnership extends to their customer support, too.
Oh, how so?
They offer comprehensive support from the initial installation to ongoing maintenance. They want their clients to get the absolute most out of their machines
Yeah.
to be successful.
It seems like that focus on building those long-term relationships has really helped them reach a global audience.
Definitely. It's not just about the transaction. It's about building trust and working together.
Okay, I like that. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the bigger picture. We've touched on some of the benefits of automating strut assembly, but what are the real game changers here? What are the things that are really going to shake up the industry?
Well, for starters, it just dramatically improves efficiency. Construction projects often run on these really tight deadlines.
Yeah, time is money.
Exactly. And automating this key process lets manufacturers actually meet those deadlines without sacrificing quality.
And I imagine that improved efficiency probably translates into some cost savings, right?
Absolutely. By automating strut assembly, you're cutting down on material waste, you're minimizing those errors, and you're reducing labor costs. It's a win-win for both the manufacturer and the client.
What about safety? Does automation make construction sites safer?
Definitely has the potential to. By taking humans out of those more hazardous parts of the welding process, you're lowering the risk of accidents and injuries.
Right. That makes sense.
Plus, the consistent quality of automated welds means the structures themselves are more likely to be sound and safe.
So it's not just about efficiency and cost, it's about creating a safer working environment for everybody involved.
Exactly.
But I imagine some people might be concerned about job displacement with all this automation.
That's a totally valid concern, and it's something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that automation doesn't always eliminate jobs. It often changes the nature of those jobs.
So instead of doing the manual welding, people might be operating the machines, maintaining them, or even designing the software that runs them?
Precisely. And there will always be a need for that human expertise, creativity, and problem solving on construction sites.
So it's not a question of humans versus machines. It's more about humans and machines working together to achieve greater things.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's about finding that synergy, that sweet spot where technology actually enhances our abilities and helps us reach new heights.
I like that. It's about collaboration, not replacement.
This conversation has been really insightful.
It has.
I'm kind of blown away by TRC's story.
Yeah. It's impressive.
It really makes you appreciate the power of innovation and how it can ripple through entire industries, you know?
It does. And I think what's particularly inspiring about TRC is that they didn't just stop at improving strut welding. They didn't say, okay, we've solved this problem, let's move on.
Right. They're not just content with the status quo. They seem to be constantly pushing those boundaries, looking for what's next.
Exactly. They're actively searching for ways to apply their expertise to other areas of construction and manufacturing.
Yeah.
It's like they have this insatiable curiosity.
And drive to improve things.
Yeah. Always looking for the next challenge.
So that's probably a big part of why they're so successful. They're not just following trends, they're setting them.
I agree. Their commitment to research and development is evident in everything they do. It's not just about making a profit. It's about making a real difference in the world.
Speaking of making a difference, this deep dive has really opened my eyes to the potential of automation, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about robots taking over. It's about finding ways to create a better future for everyone.
I think that's a key takeaway. Automation can be a powerful tool for good, but it's up to us to use it responsibly and ethically.
It's about finding that balance between technological advancement and human well-being.
Right. And I think TRC is a great example of a company that's doing just that.
Yeah. They're not just focused on the bottom line. They're actually considering the impact their technology has on workers, the environment, society as a whole.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach.
It's refreshing to see a company that takes that kind of approach to innovation. They're not just trying to disrupt for the sake of disruption. They're trying to make a positive impact.
And I think that's ultimately what sets them apart. They're not just building machines. They're building a better future.
I love that. So for our listener, if you're interested in learning more about TRC welding systems and the amazing things they're doing, I highly recommend checking out their website.
Definitely.
They've got some great videos and resources that really bring their technology to life.
Yeah, it's worth a look. And I think their story is a great reminder that innovation can come from anywhere.
It's true.
It doesn't have to be about those Silicon Valley startups or those billion-dollar companies.
Right.
Sometimes it's about a small team with a big idea and a passion for making things better.
That's a great point. It's inspiring to see that even in a traditional industry like construction, there's still so much room for innovation and creativity.
And I think that's something we should all keep in mind no matter what field we're in.
Totally.
There's always an opportunity to challenge the status quo and come up with new and better ways of doing things.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listener to take away? What's the big takeaway here?
I'd say it's this. Stay curious, stay engaged, and never stop learning. The world is changing so rapidly, and the more we understand about these technological advancements, the better equipped we'll be to shape a future that benefits everyone.
That's a fantastic message, and I think this deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
It's shown us how innovation can transform industries, create new opportunities, and ultimately make our lives better.
It has. And I hope it's inspired our listener to explore further, to dig deeper into the topics that interest them, because who knows, maybe they'll be the ones to come up with the next big idea that changes the world.
That's what we love about these deep dives, right? It's not just about absorbing information, it's about sparking that flame of curiosity and encouraging our listeners to go out and explore.
Exactly. The world is full of fascinating discoveries waiting to be made.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of TRC welding systems and the future of construction. We hope you learned something new and maybe even found some inspiration along the way.
Until next time, keep exploring.